Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
We heard about it on the radio, we didn't believe it. And Neil and I were out driving around in one of his Woodies, and we went over to this friend's house, and a friend came back from the store with a magazine with a girl kneeling over the dead kid. And I watched it hit Neil. He opened the magazine and looked at this thing, and hit him in the heart. And I watched him write Ohio. Right there. And I remember calling Nash and saying, hey, get a studio right now. We need a studio right now.
Crosby telling me that he saw Neil's face. He saw Neil go off into the woods. Neil came back an hour later and played him Ohio. Crosby called me and Stephen, we were in Los Angeles at the time. He said, Neil has written this song, you're not going to believe it. We've got to get in the studio right away. Stephen and I booked the record plant here in Hollywood. Neil and David came down, we went into the studio, we cut Ohio. We cut the B-side, Find the Cost of Freedom. Ahmet Erdogan, who was the president of Atlantic at that time, was at the session. We gave him the master, he took it back to New York. That single was out on the street in 10 days. We killed our own single of Teach Your Children, which was my song. And we didn't care. We didn't care about any of those rules. We didn't care about the record company saying, listen, you don't want to do this. Let Teach Your Children get up there, do its thing, and then, you know, a couple of months later, bring it out. What we wanted to do was bring it out instantly now. We were angry now. The kids were angry now. We wanted to speak and scream about this now. We wanted to put that record out on top of our other record, and we killed it stone dead, and we didn't care.
Cover was a picture of the Constitution with four bullet holes in it. And we got it out right away. I'm screaming for and why at the end. I'm damn near in tears.
All right, and welcome back. And joining us now is Gerald Celente. And as I showed you at the beginning of the show, the cover for Trends Journal is Kent State 2.0. He's got a picture there of Nixon as well as Trump. And I think what's going on right now is even worse than Kent State. There is no remorse. There's no regret. And it's going house to house. They said we can go to anybody's house, kick the door in for anybody. This has been going on for quite some time. Now they no longer are ashamed of it, right? This is a bold-faced murder that's out there. I see a comment here from Guard Goldsmith of Liberty Conspiracy. He said, I just saw this from Trump. He said, this is what Trump said on his Ministry of Truth Social. He says, we take out 25 murderers, drug dealers. We take out the whole group of people by the thousands. And if we get one person a little bit wrong, headlines. Yeah, one person a little bit wrong. Like taking his gun out and shooting him in the back 10 times. one person a little bit wrong. Thank you for joining us, Gerald. And of course, GeraldTrendsJournal.com. And if you use the code NIGHT, you can get a significant discount off of Trends Journal. And it is one of the best sources of information out there. It's not just Kent State 2.0. He had the one prior to that. I gold you so. I like that one a lot. Yeah, you've been telling us, Gerald, for a long time about gold and silver. And, of course, last year and continuing on this year already in January, we've had a huge run up in the price of gold and silver as well. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. And thanks for all that you do. I have to tell you, I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
To see what's going on with this, what Trump is doing, I guess he went back to that German heritage of, probably like that Hitler spirit in him, you know?
Yeah.
And then, by the way, you know, he says one thing and does another thing. And as we made it 1,000% clear, when he ran for president, we want to have peace on earth all over. That was in September of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars. That was in October 2024. I want immediate peace. That was last January.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving quickly to end wars, settle conflicts, to restore the planet to peace. I want peace. How many times did he bomb Somalia?
Yeah.
About 103 times.
Yeah.
He bombed Yemen. Oh, he bombed Iraq. He bombed Iran. And will he bomb them again? Oh, I forgot. He kidnapped the president and his wife in Venezuela. And what else? Killing people on those boats. Them are drugs dealers. We don't need any proof.
Gerald, he is a man of peace. I mean, he just created the Board of Peace, and he just had the Nobel Peace Prize given to him by a woman on her knees. It's just, it's so funny. It's amazing. Yeah.
You mean the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize?
Yeah.
Same one that they gave to Obama?
Yeah.
He's quoted in the book, Double Down, I'm Really Good at Killing People.
Yeah.
Oh, the Obama, I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. Oh, no, you have to say it properly, Cerente. We must bring freedom and peace to Libya, the richest country in Africa, because we want to steal their oil. Oh, I forgot. They want that guy Assad out of there. Oh, the Obama, that little slime ball of nothing that's probably worth, what, about $40, $50, $60, $70, $80 million now that lives in mansions that had no dough before?
Yeah.
Oh, how about the, as soon as he gets into office, after lying his way in, Afghan troop surge? Oh, you forgot that one, everybody? Oh, I love Obama. Yeah, it's a Nobel Peace of Crap Prize.
Yeah.
And again, going back to Trump, he says one thing and does another thing. So the ICE aren't only killing people. The ICE kill the bull. It's no longer bull. It's Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Trump said, out bull.
This guy that he's got, Bovino, I was saying that, you know, is the way you pronounce that is actually bovine, because they needed somebody who's full of BS, you know, to be in that position. But they put him out to pasture now. But, you know, it's interesting, Gerald, and you cover it in Trends Journal, the fact that they have just said, we're going to go house to house, and we got the authority to do that. We don't need warrants anymore.
Yeah.
Badges, I don't need those stinking badges. And if you try to take my picture, you are interfering with my enforcement. And I'm going to assault you, maybe kill you for taking my picture. And it's kind of interesting because ICE agents are going to be used for security in the Winter Olympics in Italy.
I know.
And the people in Italy are not happy about this, obviously, because they've been watching what's going on in the U.S. They even had a couple of reporters who were beat up and threatened, assaulted by ICE agents as they were doing a report in for Italian TV. And so they know exactly what these guys are about. And you got to ask yourself, why in the world would they go with ICE? Why would they have ICE providing security for American officials in the Olympics, the Winter Olympics in Italy, in a foreign country? Well, clearly it's not about immigration enforcement, right? These people have become a Praetorian Guard, haven't they? I mean, they've already got a Secret Service. They don't need to have immigration enforcement in a foreign country. So what are they about? Is this like their own secret Gestapo police?
It's right in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
Look at that woman that it's on the New York Times today. This woman with about 10 guys out there going into her house without a warrant, by the way.
That's right. That's right.
To arrest her husband, who's from Libya.
Mm-hmm.
And these
mm-hmm.
guys are all armed with all this stuff. I mean, this is Nazi Germany.
It is. It is. Yeah, they're
it's
armed
right
and armored.
Everybody's eyes.
That's right. Well, you know, they just they pulled out that guy, his elderly guy, about a, it was before the killing of Alex Preddy. They went to his house, and he had immigrated here. He was Hmong. He was from Laos. Came here 30, 35 years ago. He's never had any issues with anything illegal. And he's a naturalized American citizen. He went through all, did everything legally and was law-abiding. They kicked the door down on his house, and they had a full-on SWAT team raid. They drag him out in 10-degree weather wearing his underwear and Crocs. That's it. He grabbed a blanket from his grandson, and they disappeared him for a couple of hours while they checked out his ID and then just brought him back and dropped him off like nothing had ever happened. It's absolutely amazing. And then they put a cover story out 2 hours after that. So we were looking for some real criminals that had been indicted for rape and all this other kind of stuff. And they put the pictures up. These are guys that were in their 20s. And, you know, this guy's like in his 60s. There's no way that they could confuse them with him. They're just doing whatever they want. And they've been given absolute immunity by the federal government. J.D. Vance talked about that. It's absolutely true. There are things that you can do if you have state or local police abuse their authority. You can sue them. But they don't allow that for the feds. There is no recourse for feds.
No. Again, this country, this is heartbreaking. I cry when I see this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Cry when I see it and the lies in front of everybody's eyes. That gnome, she labeled Preddy, quote, a domestic terrorist.
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, right? She said in that first shooting of Renee Good, she said they were stuck in the snow. What is that? Okay, we're having some computer issues here. I'm sorry. She said they were stuck in the snow and they were attacked. Nothing at all. You know, and Trump says the guy was run over and had to be taken to the hospital. He wasn't even knocked down. They just lied directly to you. They don't even
right in front
bother.
Of your eyes.
They don't even bother
right
to even look.
Again.
Yeah.
Again, I want to make this clear. ICE killed the bull. It's no longer bull. It's Trump.
Yeah.
Trump out bull. What? Here, that little gnome, right?
Mm-hmm.
She said, when the ICE agent who fatally shot Good shot her as an appropriate response, you ready? To an act of domestic terrorism.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
She accused that woman who was trying to drive away as an act of domestic terrorism. She's unarmed, right?
Yeah.
And the video evidence shows she was trying to steer away from the agent who shot her 3 times.
Yeah.
And then a video posted yesterday, on Tuesday, yesterday, they got this ICE guy in a car, and he looks at this guy, he said, quote, I'll tell you this, brother, you raise your voice, I erase your voice.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
You see
absolutely.
That?
Yep, yep.
All right.
And he repeated that to him, and he said, wait, did you just say, he repeated it, yeah, I said it, and then he said it again, the cop did. This is kind of arrogance, and they have gone to war with the American people. They say, well, you know, civilians this and civilians that. If you start calling citizens civilians, what you're saying is that you're a military, that we're under martial law, and that's the way these people see it.
You said something just now. They've gone to war against the American people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And why should we be surprised about that? Because I said that back in 2020. I said, you know what Trump has done with the lockdown is essentially an economic sanction. And sanctions are a declaration of war. He declared war on the American people in 2020. And you got people who are fighting to keep him in, making excuses for everything that he does. And they reelected him. And now they're still making excuses for his wars abroad and his wars and terror here at home. The terrorists are the people like Kristi Noem.
Again, this is very important. You know, I was against, as you well know, the genocide Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Support. And that little clown boy of little nothing arrogant scum Anthony Blinken. My daddy was the ambassador. Hungary. My uncle's the ambassador of Belgium. A little Ari, I come to Israel as a Jew. When they how about you came to Israel as an American? And so, what religion do I care what you believe in?
Exactly, yeah.
Right? All right. But anyway, I came out against genocide, Joe. I would get these emails. Like from that little guy, Greg Kunta. You remember him? Yeah. He hates me because I came out against, I didn't want. But now I get hate mail because I'm against what Trump is doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I get hate mail.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
And there are things I support what Trump is doing. Yeah, I don't want to be in NATO, but let's get out. I agree. Oh, yeah, don't let these corporations buy all the homes that people are losing. I agree with that. Oh, but I'm not allowed to disagree.
That's right.
Anybody That's right. that puts their mind in a little circle. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. I'm a liberal. I'm a conservative. My mind is the size of a pea.
Yeah,
all right.
That's right.
And
put again, themselves in the box.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Greenland. That's a good example, right?
Yeah,
or NATO,
about
right?
You
know,
yeah.
Take
about
NATO.
Canada.
Yeah. Let's get out of NATO. One way you can get out of NATO is to invade Greenland, but let's not invade Greenland. So it matters. You know, we can agree that we want to get out of NATO, but we can disagree about the fact that you want to do it by starting a war with Denmark or something like that. It's absurd. The methods, the means that he's using are absolutely absurd, even if we agree with the end goal that could happen.
Yeah. Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options. No doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated, and against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need. Critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This just came out from Reuters. Reuters, mainstream. In 6 violent encounters, evidence contradicts Trump's immigration official narratives.
Yeah, that's right.
U.S. President Donald Trump's immigration official pieces of crap, have repeatedly made statements after violent encounters involving federal agents, including 2 fatal shootings of U.S. citizens, blah, 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 that were later contradicted by evidence a Reuters review found. Trump officials quickly painted the 2 recently shot dead, Rene Good and Alex Preti, as aggressors and said the shootings were justified. But video and other evidence soon emerged that contrasted sharply with these accounts, fueling questions about the credibility of federal officials, official pieces of crap, and doubts about their willingness to fully investigate these and other incidents.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what I see so disturbing is the kind of people that you're talking about that had the brain the size of a pea, that their whole identity is tied up in what tribe they want to belong to. And yep. these are the people who are really dangerous, because these are going to be yep. the people on the street that are going to be attacking us because, you know, we have a disagreement with their tribe about something. So therefore we're with the other guys, right? You're either with yeah. us or you're a terrorist type of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw this, one clip of, some guy who was, an anchor or a news person or something. He's sitting at a desk commenting, for Newsmax. And he pulls up a cell phone. And he goes, look, I can hold it to make it look like a gun. And that's what's justified with all these killings.
Are you kidding me?
He did that, Gerald. He did that. I couldn't believe it.
What it's a like, little piece of slime.
They will
what
stoop to anything.
What a little piece of crap.
They will stoop to
Newsmax,
anything to excuse Trump.
It's not Newsmax. It's news crap.
Yeah, it is. It is.
How about go to Fox, all right? Fox. How about kitten? What Fox?
Yeah. So, when you look at what these people are saying as well, this is coming from Trisha McLaughlin, who's, under Christie Nome, and she was one of the people out there calling them terrorists and other things. She said, make no mistake, threatening rhetoric and this unprecedented violence against our law enforcement is incited, and repeated vilification, demonization of law enforcement, comparing ICE day in and day out to Nazi Gestapo, secret police, and slave patrols has consequences. She's not the only one to say that. You had this Greg Bovine was saying that as well. And, when I retweeted that and I said, well, I call you Gestapo and slave overseers all the time. I'll make sure that I do it more frequently now. And I said that the consequences are going to be if we don't call out this kind of behavior. But what she's saying here is shut up. Your speech is violence. Where have we heard that before? That was the war cry of all the censors on the left for the longest time. And now the parting on the left is now parting on the right, just like the WHO said. We've got to not get fooled again. These people are no different from each other. They're all out there saying, shut up. I'm going to censor you. If you criticize me, you're anti-Semitic. You're hateful. Your speech is violence and I'm going to shut it down. And there's going to be consequences for you saying what you want to say. So let's just get free speech off the table and let's get the Second Amendment off while we're at it. And we can throw out the 10th Amendment because we're going to have all law enforcement subsumed under a kind of militarized, federalized police state.
Now, what woman did you quote that said that?
That was Trisha McLaughlin, Assistant Secretary. She's Assistant Secretary of Homeland Security.
Homeland Security. Oh, yeah. You mean the Homeland Security brought to us by that little guy with a pair of cones smaller than a mothball, if he has any, little Georgie Bush?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
That Homeland Security?
Yeah.
That we never had before?
Yeah.
That cost us how many billions and billions of dollars to do?
Yeah, let's consolidate all the federal law enforcement that doesn't have any authority to exist in the first place. You know, you got all these agencies like the FBI that we never had before we had this master bureaucrat, J. Edgar Hoover. And so yep. you've got all these federal law enforcement agencies for which there really is no authority. And so let's put all them together and centralize them and call it Homeland Security. They just keep centralizing and consolidating everything and doing it in Washington, and it keeps getting more and more corrupt, more and more dangerous.
Yeah. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is from Reuters. Trump says Alex Pretty should not have carried gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Did you see this?
Well, he's a Democrat gun control guy. He really is.
Yeah, right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, asked whether he agreed with administration officials who described Pretty as a domestic terrorist, Trump said, I haven't heard that. He heard that. They
yeah,
put it out. They yeah. called it. Right?
Over goes, and over again. Yeah.
Yep. Trump, speaking to reporters at an Iowa restaurant, later added, quote, he had a gun. I don't like that. He had two fully loaded magazines. That's a lot of bad stuff.
I wonder how many magazines his bodyguards carry with their guns.
Again, and the facts show the guy never pulled out the gun.
That's right.
They took the gun away from him.
And they took the gun out of the back of his waistband right in front of the guy who pulled his gun out and started shooting in his back. That
yeah.
guy knew as well that yeah. the gun was gone. It's amazing.
This, I'm telling you, this, hey, all right, you know one of my lines. When all else fails, they take you to war.
Yeah, that's right. Domestically now, I guess. Yeah.
Well, now they're going to take us to war against Iran.
Mm-hmm.
They're ramping that up. It'll get the people's mind off it. Again, yeah, I've done this, and I don't want to keep going over it. I read the thing from History Today when Franklin Roosevelt seizes all Japanese assets during the Great Depression.
Yeah.
And the British and the Dutch, and they cut off three-quarters of Japanese trade, 88% of their oil, and stole their money. And that's during the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. Go back to George Bush. The dot-com bust happened in March of 2000, where the Nasdaq lost 80% of its value. America's in a recession. They hated little George Bush. All of a sudden, 9/11 happens. Everybody forgot about it. You look at the numbers. The people are disgusted about what's going on now. They're going to get the people's mind off this.
Yeah.
They're not going to bomb Iran during the week. They're going to do it on a weekend like he did it before, like he kidnapped the Venezuelan president and his wife on a weekend when the equity markets are closed.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at this for 46 years. I've been bullish on gold for how long? Magazine covers one after another saying gold prices would go up. What it hit? It hit $5,300 and it backed off a little bit. $5,300.
I didn't realize it got that high. I was surprised when I looked on Friday and it was 4,800. Then on Monday, I'd say 5,100. I didn't know it had gone to 5,300. That's amazing.
It backed off from that.
Wow.
But it hit it.
Wow.
All right. Now it's going up because of the geopolitical and socioeconomic instability like we've never seen in our lifetime.
Yeah. Being generated up by Donald Trump, actually.
All this
geopolitical stuff and everything is really ego political, isn't it?
And then again, by the way, the Trends Journals, when you put in the night link, it costs $2.50 a week, pennies a day. Mm-hmm. And we're giving people, you're not getting anywhere else and nowhere. And by the way, you could also, we're selling more products. And again, as you know, this is one of the shirts.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah, you got that's Trump's hand sign there, right?
And it's not only Trump. It's going on in a country near you. All right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, oh, you got that little Gatson Macron? Oh, we got to build up our military. Oh, yeah. Oh, that little Starmer boy, we got to build up our military. Hire Merz. Oh, borrowing $1 trillion as you're in 2 years of recession. Yeah, but our economy grew 0.2%. We're borrowing $1 trillion. We have to kill more Russians. We only killed 27 million of them in World War II. All right?
Mm-hmm.
This is going on around the world. When all else fails, they take you to war. The global economy is failing in front of everybody's eyes. Oh, the dollar? Bup. Was it at a four-year low?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and again, we're waiting to see what the Feds are going to say today. The Feds are going to lower interest rates. They may not do it today. They'll do it next month, the month after. They're going to do everything they can to prop up the global the American economy. The numbers are BS. Oh, did you see it just came out yesterday. Let me see if I can find it here. It's in the Trends Journal. In our economic update. Let me see if I could find it here. Anyway, it's about the Americans. Today gold prices spiked. This is yesterday. $173 selling at $5,180. Now again, it hit $5,300. Backed off. And silver went up $8, selling at $112.09 an ounce. This is yesterday. Oh. Last week, gold was selling at $4,758 an ounce, and silver $94.35 an ounce.
Wow.
So, Again,
I don't think this is a market mania either, because this has been building for a very long time. And all the things that were getting people to buy into gold and silver, maybe this rapid rise is because I started seeing finally CBS and, you know, Wall Street Journal, people like that, starting to talk about the rapid rise of gold. I hadn't seen that in mainstream media, but that's going to drive some consumer purchases that are there. But that's the only thing that would be reactionary to any of this stuff. When we see Trump take over the Federal Reserve, I think it's really going to hit the ceiling.
Well, by the way, I agree, by the way, we should not have a Federal Reserve to begin with. Mm-hmm. The scum piece of crap Woodrow Wilson gave us the Federal Reserve, World War One, federal income tax, and the IRS.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's the banks, the bandits. Oh, who was the going back to Genocide Joe, who was the Treasury Secretary? His Facha Brut, Janet Yellen. Oh, yeah. What was her former role? She was the Fed head. All right.
Yeah.
So going back to this, very important in your Trends Journal, what's going on? We say there's no relationship between Wall Street and Main Street.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, "I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going." Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital, and that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated. And against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need. Critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel. All in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
In fact, an Oxfam report that came out, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Billionaires own more than half of the world's largest media companies and nearly all of the main social media companies.
Yes, I know. That's right.
That's why we're giving the people that they're not getting anywhere else. You talked about Newsmax. All right. Where do they? Who funds them? I think it's an Israeli group, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't.
That's what I've heard.
I don't watch them at all. I just saw that picture and was like,
saying, I don't
unbelievable.
Watch them.
Yeah.
What did that guy Ellison just bought?
Yeah, Larry Ellison.
CBS.
Yeah.
And who did he bring in? Barry Weiss, mm-hmm. pro-Zionist. He's pro-Zionist. His son's pro-Zionist.
Yes.
And you call it news?
That's right.
Okay, you ready? The super rich are using their wealth to buy politicians, influence governments, own newspapers and social media platforms, and outlawyer any opposition to ensure impunity from justice. That's the quote from Oxfam.
And of course, this has always been that way, except it's never been to this extent. And it's never been right in our faces. They would try to keep it behind closed doors, right? Now they're openly doing this in the same way that ICE is openly doing what it's doing. The corruption, the brutality, the police state is all in your face in so many different ways.
So they go on to say that in the U.S., for example, more proof, just one 100 billionaire families poured a record-breaking $2.6 billion into the 2024 U.S. federal elections.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
America, you got no money, you can't run for anything, all right?
That's right.
End of story. But here we go. This is the point I wanted to make. Yet again, the conference board reported that U.S. consumer confidence hit an 11.5-year low.
Yeah.
Yep. 11.5-year low. And going back to the dollar, as we used to say in the Bronx, BS has its own sound, right? the dollar sunk to a 4-year low. And you know what President Trump said yesterday? The dollar value is, quote, great.
Yeah. He's going to lie to you about everything.
Again, get rid of the word bullshit. It's Trump shit.
Yeah.
Get rid of the word bullshit.
Yeah.
It's right in front of your eyes. Oh, that's bullshit. No, it's not. It's Trump shit. Trump shit, out shit's bullshit. And again, we go on to say, you go to my podcast on you, Daniela Camboni, ITM, on and on and on. I've been saying all of last year that gold could hit $5,000 an ounce by the end of 2025. I was a couple of days off.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know what the mainstream media is? Here we go. In late December, JP Morgan wrote that, quote, prices are expected to push toward $5,000 an ounce. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
By the fourth quarter of 2026.
Oh, I know. I've been looking at this stuff. They've been very, very conservative with all this stuff. And by the time they write their article,
talking,
it's already past that
talking
point.
2026. Hey, got sung. You're 11 months late.
Yeah, that's right.
No, Salenti, shut the hell up. We're at J.P. Morgan Chase. You're just a little wop from the Bronx.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Well, you know, it's interesting. I looked at this one article from Zero Hedge. They had a guy saying, well, the bullish case for 2026 and the bearish case for 2026. On the bullish side, and it's total BS is what it is. He says, well, you know, we have Trump doing various things like lowering interest rates and talking about stimulus checks and tax cuts and all the rest of this kind of stuff. So that could really make things work. And it's like, no, that's how we got here. You know, I look to see because we added $2 trillion to the collective debt last year under Trump. So I thought, well, at the rate that they're adding it right now, how long does it take us to get to $40 trillion? Because that's going to be, you know, one of these things like, you know, when you pass a $3,000 gold or $4,000 gold or $5,000 gold, that's a kind of a psychological thing, right? People really start to pay attention. They're going to pay attention when we hit $40 trillion, I think. There's going to be some articles about it. But, most people are just going to kick it down the road. But still, how long is it going to take us to get to $40 trillion? We'll be there by September at the current rate. Except that they're going even faster. They've got even more spending programs that they want to add to what we're doing. So it'll be sooner than September because they're certainly not going to slow down. If anything, they'll add a lot more programs, more defense spending and all the rest of the stuff. They'll get there even faster.
David, it's way over $38 trillion. When you put in Social Security and all the other debt.
Yeah, that's right.
We're talking over $100 trillion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, it's costing $8 billion a day to service the debt.
Yeah.
So he's going to lower interest rates so they pay less. And again, the lower interest rates fall, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go up.
Mm-hmm.
And again, what Trump did at Davos, he alienated NATO.
Mm-hmm.
He alienated European countries. What did they just do a couple of days ago? Oh, they made a deal with India?
Yeah.
Oh, that little canary carny clown. The other guy came from the banks, the bandits. That's the jerk up there in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what did he do? He's making a deal with China.
Yeah, that's right.
They're going to be pulling away from the United States. They had enough of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the death of the dollar. And everybody, the dot-com bust is going to bring this thing down even worse.
Yeah. So and of course, you also had these South American countries do a deal with Europe. They've been you know, circling around each other, trying to do a deal for the longest time. Now they've done a deal. And look at what we did for Argentina. That's the things that we get, right? You know, he does this. He throws the American farmers under the bus by going to war with their biggest buyer, you know, China. And then he gives relief to Argentina. And Argentina turns around and says, well, we'll sell you the soybeans. And now they've made the deal with Europe as well. And he still hasn't done anything for the farmers.
Again, he only, again, when you talk about these jerks that talk about tax cuts, they enrich the rich.
Yeah, that's right.
Again, we only go by the data. When he did it in 2017, according to the Tax Policy Center, the top 1% got 64% of the tax cut benefits. And Trump sold the BS, and they're going to use this money for capital improvements so they could create jobs. No. What they did with the dough was 2018 was the biggest year of stock buybacks.
That's right.
That's what they did with the money.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I remember you talking about that. We came on the program on a regular basis back then, and we were talking about that all the time. And look at what happened.
Let me cut you off before we forget.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the pro-MAGA people?
Mm-hmm.
How about your buddy Alex Jones, huh?
Yeah. That's amazing. He's cheering the police state out there that he did four documentaries against the police state. Now he put up a thing. I talked about it this week. 100% proof that the shooting was justified of Alex Preddy. And it's like, no, not at all. As a matter of fact, Robert Barnes just put a single comment. He said the gun was already off of him by the time they shot him in the back on the ground. It's just that simple.
That's the MAGA head.
Yeah.
That's the brain dead. Oh, he took me off the air, too. You know that.
Yeah.
Never told me why. I know why. Because I won't suck up to Trump. I wonder who paid him off. I wonder how much money maybe got from Musk or somebody.
Yeah. Well, you know, with all that trial thing, it really didn't get much attention. But he got $9 million in crypto and Bitcoin in just one transaction. I thought, what in the world is going on with this? He was on the stand. They said, we just got $8 million. He goes, oh, no, actually, it was $9 million that I got. It's like, who'd you get that from? Nobody ever asked. Where's he getting that kind of money from?
And that's the difference between you and I and the Trends Journal.
Yeah.
We put the facts down.
Yeah, that's right.
We only put facts. And then we give our analysis and our forecast. These are the facts.
Mm-hmm.
Which nobody – again, the media is gone. It's dead. And again, Oxfam makes it 1,000,000% clear what they put out there. And I want to thank you for everything that you're doing because there's hardly any of us left. Judge Napolitano has a great article that just came out, again, going after what Trump did with ICE. And there are very few out there that are doing this.
Oh, it infuriates me. When I saw this stuff over the weekend, it bothered me so much. I mean, I've hardly done anything other than to talk about that this week because it is so fundamental. How are we going to live in a country like this where the police can do whatever they wish? I mean, we've been going down this path for a long time with the drug war and now with the immigration war. And you look at this, the CIA is doing all the drug running. They're the biggest drug runners out there. So I said, whenever the government creates a problem and then offers you as a solution an authoritarian society, maybe you ought to suspect something that's going on here. And that's exactly what we're seeing here with all this stuff.
Here. This is an article in this week's Trends Journal by Judge Andrew Napolitano. You ready for the headline?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, it's Ben Ferguson, and I want you to pause what you're doing for just 1 minute, and I want you to hear about Alejandra. She lives in a remote community with very few resources and little to no health care. So when Alejandra gets sick, her parents have no real options, no doctors in their community, and no money for real medical care. By the third day, her body was shutting down. She woke up and just long enough to tell her mom, I can't take the pain anymore. I can't keep going. Her parents drove hours to find a doctor who tried everything, but she needed a private hospital. And that was impossible for her family to afford. And that is when Compassion International stepped in. Now, through Compassion, Alejandra was treated. And against all odds, she survived. She lived because someone, just like you, took action. Right now, unfortunately, there are children just like Alejandra who won't survive unless someone like you steps in. Compassion International partners with local churches, providing children with the support that they need. Critical medical care, plus food, education, and the hope of the gospel, all in Jesus' name. So help a child just like Alejandra today. You can visit compassion.com. That's compassion.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
American Gestapo, American Psycho.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Absolutely.
Right? And he ends it by saying, the shameless lying is contradicted by what we all can see. The same psychotic mentality that argued last year it can execute people on the high seas without trial.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Has brought that might makes it right nihilism into our streets.
And you even heard Stephen Miller say that. I mean, he even said, you have to be able to hang on. If you want to have a country, you better have the military strength to fight everybody else off. That's the kind of world that he wants. There's a great meme that I've been putting up with this guy, Stephen Miller. They call him Pee-wee German. They put him in a Nazi uniform. That describes him better than anything I've seen. Pee-wee German. That's exactly his idea. Yeah.
He goes on to write, of course, psychopaths have the upper hand. Watch out, people of Iran. When the psychopaths are failing at home, they will bring us to war abroad. As you know, it's what I've been saying. When all else fails, they take you to war.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, foreign and domestic, I think, is what's happening here. You know, I read that quote about, you know, watch your rhetoric and don't say this or there's going to be consequences. And so we got both Bovine and this McLaughlin, Trisha McLaughlin, saying that. And she goes on to say, she says, Gerald, the men and women of ICE are mothers and fathers and sons and daughters. And, you know, they're just out there trying to help you and all this kind of stuff. So don't demonize them. I say, well, you know, you can make the same argument for the illegal aliens. I could say, well, they're just out there building homes and baking bread and all this other kind of stuff, and they are mothers and fathers and sons and daughters and all the rest of the stuff. Don't dehumanize them either. But the thing that concerns me, I'm much more worried about an illegal law enforcement organization than I am about illegal aliens. Even the criminal drug gangs that are out there don't have the kind of force multipliers that the federal government does. I think that is the most dangerous situation that we could be in, is to have a lawless, in-your-face federal government that says that they have absolute immunity to do whatever they wish. They can break into anybody's homes, and you better not try to stop them or they'll just kill you.
Yeah. Again, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, it's gone. And what she said, by the way, is perfect teacher kindergarten language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what people are – most of the people still is still in school.
Yeah.
That what she said is like you're talking to kindergarten students.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that's why they've got the schools.
exactly.
Obey authority.
I hated every day of school.
Yeah, I did.
I ran away from kindergarten at 4.5 years old and crossed the Boston Post Road in the Bronx, and that was the major artery back in the day before the highways between New York and Boston. I got left back in the fifth grade. I barely got out of high school. I had nightmares about school up into my 40s. Mm. I hated every day of it.
I did too, yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. They said, well, we've had death threats against ICE agents up 8,000%. It's like, well, if you say that calling them Gestapos or kidnappers is a death threat, you know, I don't know how you define death threat. But I did some research, Gerald, and I tried to find out, you know, in terms of shootings, you know, what have they been doing in terms of shootings? And they, of course, don't like to keep records about themselves. They hate for people to know what they're doing. That's why they threaten and attack people who are filming them. That's why they wear masks. But if you dig around, you can find that the ACLU and some of these other people who have sued them over some of the more obvious ones, you can see that prior to Trump getting in, they were having about 0 to 5 incidents a year. Okay. China. Most of them at the border. And now it has moved deep inside the country. And under Trump, they've had 28 shootings in the last year, 8 of them fatal. That's what Trump is doing. They go from 0 to 5 to 28 in 1 year and 8 of them fatal. That's the trend, isn't it?
Yep. And it's okay. You know why? Because Trump is a dictator.
Yeah.
Not my language. His. You ready?
That's right. Sometimes you need dictators.
New York Times asked him if there were any limits to his global powers. Mr. Trump said, yeah, there is one thing. My own mind. It's the only thing that could stop me. I don't need international law. And then he came out before and he said that he was a dictator.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, he puts up memes of himself as,
yeah,
a, as a king.
Here we go. Here we go. He said, sometimes you need a dictator, and I'm that dictator.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I saw a sign that you'll like this sign, Gerald. Somebody held this up. And it was faux, F-A-U-X, dash king. faux king Trump.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, that's a good way to put it. But that's the way he sees himself. That's what he boasts about doing.
Yeah, he calls himself a dictator.
That's right. That's
he
right.
says he doesn't need international law.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't need domestic law either. He's going to do whatever he wishes.
No.
Yeah.
Again, it's right, his words. He said, sometimes you need a dictator and that I'm a dictator.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely. Well, you know, Gerald, we do have this Kent State thing working. I'm going to play that as we go out. Like I said, I saw your cover for Trends Journal this week and it reminded me of that. I looked up the recollection of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Talking about what caused them to write that song, Ohio. And so we've got that. I was going to play that instead of the outro here that we have. But as soon as we finish the outro, I'm going to play that for people. And I want people to listen to this and think about it. You know, we had Kent State. That was a situation where you had a bunch of untrained military people, which Trump wants to put out there. They're not trained for law enforcement, just like the ICE recruits that are out there and the Border Patrol people that are out there. They haven't been given proper training. And so they go out and they give them live ammunition like they give these yahoos that are out there. And so they killed 4 people, shot another 10 that were out there. And yet I would say that what we've got right now with Kent State 2.0 is even worse. Yeah, because these are people who are coming into your home and they don't recognize any boundaries, any laws anywhere. This is premeditated. It's not something's done in the heat of the moment by some inexperienced, untrained soldiers from the National Guard. This is deliberate. It is calculated. It is premeditated. And that's what we've got here with Kent State 2.0. Thank you, Gerald, so much. And again, folks, trendsjournal.com. Take a look at the sample that's there. It's amazing how much stuff Gerald covers, and it's relevant. It's not fluff. And you can use the code NIGHT to save 10%. Thank you so much, Gerald. Appreciate what you
do. Thank you, and thank you for all that you do. It's great being on with you.
Thank you.
We heard about it on the radio. We didn't believe it. And Neil and I were out driving around in one of his Woodies, and we went over to this friend's house. And a friend came back from the store with a magazine with a girl kneeling over the dead kid. And I watched it hit Neil. He opened the magazine and looked at this thing and hit him in the heart. And I watched him write Ohio right there. And I remember calling Nash and saying, hey, get a studio right now. We need a studio right now.
Crosby telling me that he saw Neil's face. He saw Neil go off into the woods. Neil came back an hour later and played him Ohio. Crosby called me and Stephen, we were in Los Angeles at the time. He said, Neil has written this song, you're not going to believe it. We've got to get in the studio right away. Stephen and I put the record plant here in Hollywood. Neil and David came down. We went into the studio. We cut Ohio. We cut the B-side. Find the Cost of Freedom. Ahmet Erdogan, who was the president of Atlantic at that time, was at the session. We gave him the master. He took it back to New York. That single was out on the street in 10 days. We killed our own single of Teach Your Children, which was my song. And we didn't care. We didn't care about any of those rules. We didn't care about the record company saying, listen, you don't want to do this. Let Teach Your Children get up there, do its thing, and then, you know, a couple of months later, bring it out. What we wanted to do was bring it out instantly now. We were angry now. The kids were angry now. We wanted to speak and scream about this now. We wanted to put that record out on top of our other record, and we killed it stone dead, and we didn't care.
Cover was a picture of the Constitution with four bullet holes in it. And we got it out right away. I'm screaming for and why at the end. I'm damn near in tears.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.